Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you
there was something on the bone there for you to pivot.
All right,
pivot,
you said Braves loss.
Nothing to chew on.
Disappointing. Mike and I had the same reaction, Tiff. They lost 5-4.
To the Padres, yep.
We had the same reaction after the first half inning. Here we go. Because Harris gets a double. Michael Harris, I'm going to stop myself before I go any further. Michael Harris.
Dog.
I could not be more impressed with the last month of your season. You got pushed into a role at the leadoff spot that honestly you had struggled at times with early in your career, and you killed it. You were the heartbeat of this team. You and the last month. Marcell Ozuna has never stopped being it all season, but you picked up where he at times where he needed it. He was 3-for-4 last night. He was 5-of-8 in two games with a home run and two RBIs. He had a two-run homer last night. But he gets a double. Albies goes to the down the right side of the infield, moves him over, and then Ozuna brings him in. And I thought things were looking up.
I did too. And we've talked about manufacturing runs, doing the small things, playing small ball. I'll go back to your Michael Harris comment for just 1 minute too. Michael Harris played in 2/3 of the games this year. I think he played in 109, 110, something like that. Was not great before the injury. Wasn't great coming back right off the injury for a couple of weeks, and then everything that I thought. Well, I was concerned with Michael Harris, absolutely went away like late August, man. And he turns it on and was the catalyst, it seemed like, and was going to try to will this team to victory yesterday. But I'm with you. The small ball was nice, Tiff. And when I saw that in the first inning and I saw them, Albies just playing a little bit of pepper, moving the runner over, man. It's awesome. I thought, okay, it's time to go. And then the second inning started, and, of course, things kind of fell apart from there.
You feel like this basically sums up the entire season.
Well, it does, because you go out in the first inning, Max gets in trouble with, what, 3 infield hits. I mean, balls aren't even leaving the infield, one of which hits him in the buttocks.
Yeah.
And then they have to look at him, and he stays in, gets out of it. He gets a strikeout, a ground ball to first, Olsen makes a great force play.
He's going to get out of that, dude.
And he gets out of it.
I feel like I took the negative approach to it. The fact that they even got to where they are now, despite all the injuries that they had this season, like right from the jump, right? You're missing pitchers. You're missing your ace. Like,
yeah.
So to be able to be in this position at the end of the year didn't end the way you wanted it to, but doesn't that say something about this team and something about Snit?
Well, I think it says that Snit should be the manager of the year. If I had told you that your starting lineup in a winner go home playoff game was Michael Harris, Ozzie Albies, Marcell Ozuna, Matt Olson, Jorge Soler, Eli White comes in at one point for him, Ramon Laureano, Travis, Little D, Darno, Gio Urshela, and Arcia, and Whit Merrifield was going to play, and Jared Kelnick would just come in at some point. I mean, Jared Kelnick got benched the last month of the season because Ramon Laureano outplayed him. And I just don't think any of those things is what you expected. You lose Acuna, you lose Riley, you lose Strider, you lose A.J. Minter, Michael Harris missed how many games? Ozzie Albies missed how many games?
Michael Harris missed about 50. If I'm not mistaken.
Renato Lopez missed probably 10 starts this year. You lose Chris Sale literally at the end of the season with, I know he might have pitched if they had continued. It just was a team that was ravaged with injuries.
Yeah, and I don't know that I'm calling Snicker the manager of the year, but and it's tough because Rick Kranitz missed so much of the time, but that both of them, both pitching coaches, it seems like together, assistants of the year. I mean, I don't even know if that's a category, but my goodness, the way the pitching staff came together. And I did say this a minute ago. You wanted to talk about Michael Harris. How about the relievers over the course of this two-game series where you get swept? What, about 12 innings pitched and one earned run? I mean, it was absolutely incredible when you look at what they did with their backs against the wall.
The only reason you were here is, player-wise, was the pitching staff, starting and the bullpen. You had the best starting rotation ERA and the best bullpen ERA. You had the best team ERA in baseball. And then you go to the fact that you had guys like Kranix and Snitker and Abreu who held all those guys together. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.